The rowing thing started for this former high technology consultant a few years ago, when she realized she had a job she didn't like. She was buying stuff she didn't need, and she was out of touch with the environment.
I'd realized that my respect for myself went along with respect for the planet. I'd recognized that we are connected with everything else, that we are this complex web of life, and that when any element of that web gets out of balance, then we're going to end up in trouble pretty quickly.
Savage says her idea to row across the Atlantic would embody those values.
It was environmentally low impact. It was adventurous. It would give me a feel for the size of this planet that we live on. And most importantly, it was sufficiently unusual that it would get people's attention.
Savage did have some experience. She was a member of her college rowing team at Cambridge and had continued the sport with a rowing club in London. But rowing in the Thames wasn't exactly like the Atlantic.
My first thought when that thought hit me like a bolt from the blue was, that is perfect. My second thought was, oh my God, I can't possibly do that. It's too big, it's too ambitious. I'm just an IT consultant.
Savage took the plunge. She quit her job, traded her home for a custom rowboat, and equipped it with an electronic geo-positioning system, satellite phone, stereo music system, VHF radio, and a webcam, which allowed her to bring along virtual adventurers. On her 2006 solo Atlantic crossing, viewers shared the anguish of her oars breaking and the effects of tendinitis in her shoulder and saltwater sores on her back. They also saw a brave soul who never gave up, no matter the conditions. It took Savage 103 days to make the grueling crossing from the Canary Islands off the coast of Spain to Antigua in the Caribbean. In 2008, she was off again, this time to cross the Pacific. The first leg of that journey, from California to Hawaii, Savage dedicated to raising awareness about ocean pollution. She introduced online visitors to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the floating mass of discarded plastics twice the size of Texas, America's largest state behind Alaska.
I was getting wonderful comments on my blog from people saying, we hadn't realized that the plastic out there, a lot of it comes from the land. And they said, we'd like you to know that as a result of reading your blog, we've now started using our reusable grocery bags and our reusable coffee cups and our reusable water bottles. So I really felt like I was starting to spread those ripples of change.
In mid-May, Savage will begin rowing westward in the second stage of the Pacific Crossing, a journey from Hawaii to Tuvalu, the Polynesian island nation midway between Hawaii and Australia. She wants people who follow her adventure to take steps to reduce climate-changing carbon emissions. She calls the campaign Pull Together.
I take about 10,000 oar strokes a day while I'm out on the ocean. And we're supposed to take 10,000 steps a day for our health. So the idea is that I'm going to get people to compete in a virtual race with me, steps for strokes. And they will be strongly encouraged to do that walking instead of driving. So when they upload their steps, they will get feedback on how many calories they've burned and how much CO2 they've saved, driving home that message that it's good for their body and it's good for the planet.
Savage will compile those steps into a petition she will deliver in person to delegates at the United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen in December. Negotiators from 192 countries will be busy hammering out a global warming treaty to replace the Kyoto Protocol when it expires in 2012. Savage hopes to convey the message that people everywhere are engaged in helping the planet one little step or one oar stroke at a time. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.